Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a donation online at loe.org or call me at 617-629-3638. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Coming up, non-native plants threaten to take over. But first, this note on emerging science from Annie Gia.
I need your sweet inspiration.
Bees give us many things. Honey, stings, even inspiration for Hollywood bee movies. But a better internet? That's what one group of scientists is devising thanks to these busy workers. Or rather, dancers. When bees find new honey, they dance. Their jigging, however, is not for celebrating. It's to tell their hive mates about the discovery. Bees use boogieing to communicate the quality of each flower patch, and with this knowledge, they fluidly shift their workforce as nectar supplies change. Researchers at the Georgia Institute of Technology realize the internet faces a similar challenge as bees. A limited number of web servers provides processing power to many websites whose traffic constantly changes, just like a limited number of bees collect nectar from many flower patches. But while bees move around, conventional web servers cannot. A fixed number of servers attends to each website no matter how much traffic fluctuates. Scientists emulated bees' system of dancing and invented a way for web servers to communicate with each other and move between websites. Busy servers post requests for help, and those with low traffic shift to busy websites. The result? Less congestion and a more efficient internet. Another upgrade, inspired by bees that stay home on cloudy days when flowers aren't blooming, would turn off the power to idle servers. This could cut energy use by 20%. Staying home? Dancing? Sweet. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Annie Gia.